Cleanliness. Are you a neat freak or a slob? Some people always seem to have it together. Their hair is perfect, their kids' clothes are pressed, and their homes are immaculate. Unlike these neat freaks, slobs always seem disheveled. Neat freaks cannot stand clutter. They are fearful of germs. Slobs, on the other hand, can't find anything if it's put away where it belongs. You can keep your shoes on when you visit their home. If a slob comes to visit you, you don't have to polish your silverware. Keeping a perfectly ordered home and office may help you be more productive. But what about creativity? Some experts say that slobs, or at least those who refuse to clean up between each activity, are actually more imaginative. We only have to watch children play to see the proof. Young kids rarely tidy up their mess between projects. They have to be told time and again to put things away. If we didn't clean up or tell our kids to wash their hands, we would surely be ill all of the time. Or would we? Some doctors say that our obsession with cleanliness prevents our immune system from developing properly. Is your home too clean?